Heaven tonight. It's been on my heart, so I'm going to preach it. I know it's a little different on I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture, though. I think it's good to read a little bit. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 12. Now, you got to remember, Jesus here is on the mount with his men, and he's talking to them. And this is what he said to them. In verse 12, he said, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening in wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits, you shall know them." I was wondering what them fruits meant right there. I've thought on that many a time. What do these fruits mean here, these false prophets? And he said, do beware of false prophets. So what's produced is what the fruits are. That's what the book of God is saying right here when he told them, by their fruits you shall know them. In other words, it's just simplicity with it, that if it's an apple tree, there'll be apples on it. If it's a peach tree, there'll be peaches on it. See, the tree, thank God, produces what it is. And that's what he's saying here. A man of God, if he's a man of God, produces through his ministry what he preaches. And that's what he's saying. He's saying here that the preaching of the Word of God produces what he has in the ministry work. It's just like a man today, thank God, that don't preach the real or true gospel. He produces a false convert. It's right. Amen. God uses the true word, or the facts of the Bible, the truth of the Bible, when it's rightly divided in the men's hearts. And you can't mix up the Bible and expect somebody to have truth in them. Listen, friend, I know God's God and he can use some things, but the thing of it is, in this day and time, it takes the Word of God in truth to bring forth a conversion. A man don't get saved on false doctrine. He gets saved on the truth. Jesus said, the truth will make you free. And without the truth, a man's not made free. And so he said, beware of these things. I tell you, the word beware means to take heed of false prophets. He said, they appear to you in sheep clothing. And they said, here they put on these garments of a sheep. But inwardly, they're raving wolves. They're not. They're cruel. I think that word raven means they're cruel. Amen. And a wolf's always against the sheep. Amen. But the wolf puts on the sheep clothing. And the wolf, my friend, appears to be a sheep. Appears. Do you know, I say this tonight, that a man that the sheep don't know he is, he don't have the idea of it. He thinks he's all right. Amen. The devil's got his eyes blind and thinks that what he's doing is all right. I think it's right for everybody to examine yourself, whether you be in the faith to prove yourself, whether you be in God or not. He said that to do that in the book of Corinthians. He said, examine yourselves. And it's right to do. It's always right to take an examination of your own self. You need to examine yourself about the true, whether you have a true conversion or not, whether you really have been brought into the fold, whether you have a divine nature tonight, whether you have a hunger for God or not. Thank God, or you just got religion.
thinking you just go to church. That's all you got church at. Then you don't have salvation. Salvation produces the real life of God in a man. What he does through the real life of God, he produces God righteousness. He is righteousness. He gives righteousness. And brother, the life of God in a man lives right. Thank God, it means he's in a sinful body, but he's got a nature that's, thank God, holy. And it's right. And it does the will of God. Did not Jesus say here, he said, them that do the will of God abide forever? He's talking about them men there. He said, they do the will of God. He said, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that what does the will of the Father. And brother, tonight God has saved you. Thank God to put the nature of God in you and bring you, thank God, to the will of God for your life. Amen. I've been in this thing a while and I wouldn't still be in it had not been for the goodness of God and God's grace in my life. And you wouldn't either tonight. God does that because he loved you. And because God chose to do it. And God had mercy on you when you didn't have no mercy. And God, he said, he said this in Peter, he said, who were not a people, but now are a people who had not had obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. In fact, Paul's testimony was, I obtained mercy. Amen. God gave me mercy. As the persecutor of the church, I hated God. I mean, he didn't know he did, but he thought he was a help to God, but he was a hater of God. And God told him on the road to Damascus that he was a persecutor of the church. In fact, he wasn't at the church, he was a persecutor. Jesus said, you're persecuting me. Thank God. He opened his eyes to who he was. In fact, Paul said, I saw him at one born new Adam, born at a new time. Amen. Paul was a called apostle, but brother, he had to get converted before he could get to the ministry. Thank God, he saw him high. Thank God, in light. And brother, he saw the Lord. That was the light of God. It wasn't just some light he shined down. He seen the Lord glorified. Amen. He said, thank God, it's by the new day sun. And when he seen him, he fell, thank God. And brother, he got the conversation, but Jesus told him that it's hard to kick against the pricks. And brother, he said, thank God. Thank God, friend. He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And when he found out who he was, thank God, business picked up. How about that? A man will never know who he is, but they tell him who he is. Thank God, you can hear all day long who he is. But the Lord has to show you who he is. And he has to show you who you are. And when you really get a light of God shine in you, and let you know exactly who you are, how the Lord God Almighty, thank God in Jesus, show you who he is. There'll be a conversion. There'll be salvation come. And brother, when it comes, thank God you'll know it came. Amen.
That's right. Thank God he couldn't even sleep for 3 days. Isn't that right? He couldn't sleep. He went down to the ninth house. Somebody said, wouldn't he get saved when he got saved? Amen. Somebody, I'm not debating when he got saved. I think he got saved when he submitted to Lordship.
He did. He said, Lord.
That's right. But I'll tell you this, when he got to Saul's house, when Saul got to Ananias' house, he called him Brother Saul. He did. He said, Brother Saul. He said, Lord, the Lord appeared to me and let me know who you're going to get converted. Amen. He said, I've come to give you instruction. Amen. He said, you're a chosen vessel unto the Gentiles. And you'll preach the gospel of the king and that crowd of people. Amen. He already told him that, brother. Hey, God, he was a true apostle. They kept trying to examine him in the Corinthian church. They kept trying to examine this man. Amen. He wasn't a money man. Would even take no money from him. He said, I could because I've got the right to preach the gospel to live of it. But brother, he said, I ain't chargeable to you. Amen. He made tents with his own hands. That's right, brother. He said Philippians gave to him. Amen. That's why he said, God supply your need because you did mine. But the thing of it is, this man of God took out for God and he stayed with God until he left out. Hey, God, he said, how can a man say this without him doing it, friend? He said, I finished my course. I kept the faith. Thank God. I mean, think about that. What a testimony. Thank God. I mean, brother, what a testimony. Thank God, I'm ready to be my horses at hand. I'm ready to be offered up. Thank God, I'm going to good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Thank God, what
testimony. Amen, brother. I'm telling you what he told him. He said, you're the seal of my apostleship. God, you heard me preach and God saved you. Amen, he had a true conversion. Brother, a man will never be a true man of God if he ain't saved, if he ain't converted, if he never has had an act of God in him and a work of grace in him. He's just sounding right and plain and simple. He has no power with God and with men. That brother, when he gets under conviction, he knows it's Holy Ghost. God sent conviction. Thank God it brings him out of that load. Amen. The only Holy Child. Thank God find the grace in Christ. That brother, when that happened, thank God it's wonderful. Brother, God saved you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't get saved like that, you don't get eaten. Amen, brother. You've got to get under conviction of sin. That's what she said about him. He went to church, heart racing 100 miles an hour. Amen. That's conviction, friend. Amen. You've got a conviction of sin. God was talking to you. He's to let you know you need to get saved. Amen. And he's always going to save you. Thank God. I think about that. Now, these people are false prophets. A man that couldn't give you a testimony of true salvation. I wouldn't want to hear that man. Amen. Or I'd just hear him say, well, I went to seminary. Oh, I thought I might be a preacher. God help. I've heard people say, I thought about being a preacher. I said, you don't think about being a preacher. That's a call of God. Amen. Just ain't being a preacher of the gospel. Now let me say this. Everybody says a proclaimer or a witness of what God's done. But the anointing call of God's got to be on a man to preach. Under that anointing of God, that power of God, he can't preach unless God give it to him. Why would he want to say he's a preacher if he ain't never been called? Hey, God, Brent Paul said, I'm called to be an apostle. Amen. I had a calling one day. Amen. You say, when did he call you? Well, he sent me from my mother's womb to preach the gospel. But when I got saved and called, I'd come afterwards. Amen. In fact, Paul said that. He said, I'm born to preach. Amen. Boy, that stirs me up, brother Danny. If you thank God, if a man wasn't born to preach, you ought not preach. If a man's born to preach, he ought to preach. Amen. That's right. If a man, brother, got a call of God on him, it was in time, but brother, God had that thing set up. Amen. To be a preacher. And brother, I'm telling you, if a man's a true preacher, thank God he ain't a hireling. Amen. He's a man of God.
Yeah.
You know what a hireling is? A hireling is somebody hired for the job.
Yeah.
Amen. The hireling flees when the wolf comes. That's right. He won't stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. He's a hireling.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus said he wasn't no hireling. He said, I'm the true shepherd. I'm the good shepherd.
Right.
Hey, the good shepherd taking care of his sheep. He wasn't no hireling. Amen. I wasn't hired for the job. Praise God. I'd rather have another job as a preacher than if I wasn't a called man. Amen. Amen, brother. I tell you, it's easier to go and hit a 5 o'clock, 8 to 5, and go home and leave it. Amen. That's why it don't happen like that when you're called preacher. It's gospel grace on you. It's gospel power and gospel burden on you, friend. Amen, brother. If you can preach, and if you say you call to preach and don't preach, amen, brother, I'm telling you, you're not much of a preacher. Amen. I tell you, you don't have to have a church out to preach in. Amen. That's right. Hey, God, brother, when God called me to preach, I want to preach. Hey, well, but many people want me to preach. Hey, God, but I want to preach. And when God used me on the radio and used me in rep calls, hey, God, and put me in place to preach. Hey, God, brother, God opened the doors for me. I 3 years on a journey preaching the gospel, and God let me come to that place. And, brother, that was in 1989. And praise God, the Lord let me hang around a while. And because I believe listen. Hey, God, being a man of God, also a minister. Hey, God, I told Brother Jonathan this afternoon. Hey, God, it's more than just preaching. It's ministering to people. Hey, God, can God call you to be a minister? Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That means you put your hand in with people and help. Amen. You preach with your own life. That's what I said about Brother Todd and Miss Jennifer. You preach with your own life before your family.
Amen.
Amen. How can somebody say, so why do you know what I mean? They wouldn't say that. Thank God they wouldn't have it. Amen. That's right. Thank God. They said, you know what I mean? I said, yeah, that's right. Praise God. I know what you mean. Amen. You know why people, thank God, following false prophets today. You know why? I'm going to tell you, listen to me.
I'm going to tell you why people fall to false prophets. They don't have no discernment. And they don't have the truth.
Listen, you know there's a spirit in everything.
Yes, sir.
You know, I turn the radio on and tell about what kind of denomination that man is for.
Oh, absolutely.
I hear them Pentecostals high kicking. I say that spirit. You know, it's that spirit.
Yeah,
man. And I'm not condemning them. It's just that spirit they got. Baptist too. I can tell it. They came to you. I mean, that's the spirit. There's a spirit in the man of God when he preaches the word of God. And the Holy Ghost reveals that. Beware of false prophets. Hey, God, don't call after them. Amen. If you're not mature enough, and I say that, I don't say that boastfully, but if you're not spiritually mature enough, be careful who you read after. Hey, God, it always has influence on you. It don't matter who you read and listen. I read after different people. I read after many. Some I don't agree with on some of the things they say. But the same thing, brother, listen. Hey, God, if I'm mature enough, I need the meat, throw the bones out. Amen. Amen. Get something from them. There are some people can tell you some things. Thank God that you learn from, but they might not have the solidness on some things. Thank God, friend, I'm just saying I can learn from anybody if I listen to them. Amen. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of falseness going on in the world today, in the religious world. And brother, if you're not careful, you can be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
Here's the thing that my desire as a pastor. My desire is you grow spiritually.
Yes, sir.
That's my desire. My desire is that when you come to church, you have a habitation of truth that it can blanket you and work in you. That when you leave out of this place, praise God, you know what you believe.
Yes, sir.
You know what I believe. I'd hate for you to scratch your head and say, I wonder what he believed on that. God help, friend. You don't have to do that. And if you said anytime at all, and a man and woman and boy and girl that hear the gospel, they ought to know, praise God, a man's testimony, a man of what he believes. Hey, God, and that's the solidness of it. Hey, God, there's somewhere a man got to put his foot in and put his foot down. And stand for God somewhere along the line and said, that man right there has got some truth in him. Amen. I don't know sometimes what even I'm going to preach to God gives it to me. Amen. And that's the way it is. God, I just had this little thought in my heart. But I do want to beware. I want to live a life in taking heed of some things. He even said, beware of covetousness. It's dangerous. It's easy, friend, to get caught up in the world of things. And if we try to live by without the faith of God. Amen. This man here built his barns. And God made them bigger. And he said, I can even drink, be merry. God said, you're a fool. The night the soul's required. You got to beware of them things. Amen. The heart can easily be drifted by it. The heart can be taken by it. And before you know it, you know what a thief is? A thief is a robber, friend. Hey, God, beware of them. Them wolves are robbers. Them wolves want to rob your chicken house. Them wolves want to rob your sheep. And they want to rob the church. And brother, that brother Millie preached on beware about them wolves. Hey, God, friend, they carry a Bible. Amen. Listen, he said they put on sheep clothing. Everyone that says they real's not real.
Amen.
So as you say, preacher, how can we tell they're real? Well, what they produce.
Yeah.
If my preaching produced for you to go out of here and hate people, then I ain't preaching right.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
I'm not here to give you a pep rally spirit.
No,
I'm here to preach from the spirit that it might build you up in the faith through the truth. Amen. You can hear a man, you can tell, listen, you can hear a preacher preach, and what he produces in your heart is what his fruit is. The fruit of the ministry soul, but the fruit of the man of people in the house of God is what the word produces within them when they hear that preacher preach the gospel. And then it ought to be like that. I mean, the word of God ought to have effect in you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Sometimes I don't have a lot to say. Thank God it ain't because I don't have a lot to say, but I don't have a lot pushing in me. It's something that's got to come in me. I got to have it in here to give it out here.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, preacher, 66 books in the Bible. Sure, there are. But God help, there's a time to tell them, and there's a time to be what you need in a space of time. Everything works like that. Thank God. Amen. What I needed 2 months ago, I might not need tonight. I might need something else tonight. God works like that. Some people say, I don't know why I ain't been reading like that. Thank God. God might want you to bog down somewhere and read. That's probably God. Amen. Don't get in a ritual. Amen. Even though some rituals is all right, don't get in it. Hey, God, know something about calling God. Hey, amen. Hey, God, read the Bible. But read what helps you. Hey, amen. Read where God's helping your heart. Hey, amen. Brother, I'm telling you this. A lot of people have a lot of ideas and a lot of solutions, but there's nothing greater than what I hold in my hand. And God Almighty working beside you and what God does in you in a last. Amen.
That's right.
Stay with it. Amen. Beware of false prophets. Beware of them. Amen.
Yeah.
Here's a question. And I ask myself, does this man help me? That's what I ask myself. Does this man help me? Does this man have the same witness as I've got? Does this man, what's he produced in his ministry? Is his ministry about him? Or is it about Jesus? Better put that down right fast.
Yeah.
When they put more about themselves than they do Christ, yep, then that ministry's going south, friend. It's gone. Because it's all about them. It ain't about me tonight. It ain't about me. It's about Him. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul said that I don't preach myself, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
Yeah.
When it becomes about me, it's done missed it. Amen. When it's about my ministry. I've already been given a ministry of reconciliation like you have, Brother Joe, like you have, Brother Keith, like the whole church has. We all been given a ministry of reconciliation. We have the word of reconciliation. We have a prayer of reconciliation. Every church has a ministry of reconciliation. What's that, preacher? Thank God giving the gospel out. Praying for sinners.
Yeah.
Amen. That we might see people reconciled to God by the death of His Son. That's the church's ministry. That's the only ministry. People say, well, I'm in this ministry and I'm in that ministry. Brother, that ain't nothing in the Bible about that. God help, we got one ministry, and the ministry of Christ and the ministry of the gospel. And if it ain't about that, God help. I get bothered that so many people come to all these ministries today just to make a dollar bill off the church and call it a mission. And God,
amen.
I knew the gospel. Well, I'm a missionary to the fishermen. How dumb is that? I'm a missionary to everybody I see. Ain't that right? God help you. You're a missionary to when you leave this church. And you don't have to go to a far land to be a missionary. Amen. Paul, brother, was a missionary. He said, I'm taking a record this day. I'm pure from the blood of all men. I don't have them on my hand. Amen. I told them. I preached the gospel. Amen. He said, some done it in the wrong way. But I rejoice that the gospel being preached. And brother, the gospel, praise God, the power of God unto salvation. And one believeth, beware of false prophets. Amen.
Amen.
One of the signs of a false prophet, and this kills all the TV preachers, is that they ask for money.
Yeah.
They said if any preacher asked for money, he was a false prophet. If a preacher went to somebody's house and stayed over 30 days, he was a false prophet. That's what he said. You know what Paul said? I don't want to be chargeable to you. That's what he said. That's what he said. What did he take you to Corinthians? And he said, my ministry is the care of all the churches.
Yes, sir.
All the churches. Paul said, my ministry is all the churches. What about Phoebe in the Bible? Since I see you fine Christian ladies. Huh? What did he say to that? What did Paul say about Phoebe in the Bible? I'm going to read that to you because I don't want to mess it up, but I'm going to give it out here. In Romans chapter number 16, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that ye receive her in the Lord and become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a sufferer of many and of myself also. That's what Paul said about this woman in the church.
Yeah.
That she is a servant of God. Amen. She wasn't a minister or a preacher. She was a minister in the need. She wasn't a preacher. But thank God she was a servant. And that's what we ought to see. God wants everybody to be in the ministry of servants. Amen.
Yeah.
Greatest call you can have is a servant. I'm not going to pick on people tonight. And I know how you know I feel about these men taking high titles. I think it's wrong.
I think a man ought to be honored when honor is due. If a man earns a doctorate degree, if he wants to be called that, that's up to him. I ain't going to lower my name. There's no greater name than brother. There's no greater name. He said pastor, teacher, preacher. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you this, brother, we live in a day and hour where men exalted above measure, amen, to the fact that they are looked at as a god. And I will tell you one thing. I think men of God ought to be honored. I think men of God ought to be recognized for the fact that they're God's man in God's place of calling. But I don't think a man ought to be lording over the people. And I don't think he brings God ought to be, amen, to God. I don't think you ought to be, my friend, hey, God put on a level much higher than the people are. I put my pants on the same way you did today. Amen.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, you might not believe what I'm about to tell you. You're better men than I am.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. You say, how can you say that? I know myself better than I know you.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. If I know myself and I do know what I am, I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. Amen. That's right. I don't have to have a high title.
That's right.
I don't have you to say, hey, Reverend, how you doing? God help you. I don't need that. Listen, friend. You say, well, you don't be called preacher, brother, preacher.
Yep.
Amen. That's by me. Amen. I address you as a brother in Christ, as a sister in Christ. Amen. Beware of false brothers, friend.
Right.
It's all about them. It's all about their title. It's all about what they can make off of you. It's not about the gospel. When it's not about the gospel, they're a false prophet. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
What local church they had up? These people just running, hanging him out, sent out Paul, sent out by church.
Yeah.
Brother Joe, I mean, you've been this thing a while. You was a missionary to Haiti. You, a church had to send you out.
Absolutely. Had Paul bunch of
them. That's right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a local church, though, that you're responsible to. Amen. If you sent out, if any man was sent out from this church, then he's accountable to that local church that laid hands on that man and agreed to send this man out in his ministry. Hey, God, you just don't go down the road and say, well, I believe I'll be a preacher here. I believe I'll open this storefront down here and try to preach. Or I think I'll just have somebody say, hey, God, I'll just go do this and try to get money. I'm telling you, friend, that's as far from the gospel. Amen. And the truth of God. Thank God, in Acts 13, the church at Antioch laid hands on them men and fasted and prayed before they went out. The faith of God taken too lightly today. The business of God just taken too light.
God's
got his hand on it. There is legality in God. There's a way God set it up. God says this. A man just says, well, this is my ministry, and he don't never answer to a local church of what he's doing and what that church has sent him out to do. Brother, I'm telling you, that's a false way.
Yeah.
Amen. You get down to it, brother. Let's just get down to where it meets the right. God uses people and does it the way he says to do it right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody said one time I got business. He said, I listened on your radio. I thought come over and join your church. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. Well, I started talking to him about the truth. He said, no, I don't believe that. I said, well, you wouldn't make it. A man came in here one time. He said, I got somebody I want to send a missionary to the church. I said, well, who are they? I know some of you might get a little upset about this. It don't matter. I love
you.
I don't think you will. He said, what if John Hagee? I said, that won't happen.
Right.
I said, we support men the church agrees on.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to funnel your money through this church to support somebody we don't agree with.
Right.
I ain't trying to give Jesus a hand, thank God. He's my hand.
Right.
He's giving me a hand. Amen. He don't need my hand.
Right.
I'm not into politics nor drama. Amen. Right. I'm a preacher of the gospel. Amen. I tell you one thing, brother, you better beware of false prophets.
Yeah.
You said they say good things. Every false prophet says some good things.
Yes.
If he didn't, you wouldn't follow it. People wouldn't follow him. So what about this in here? What about that one? I'll tell you what. And I'm going to tell you this and I'm through. You'll never go wrong with a local church.
Amen.
Where God's a blessing.
Amen.
And you never listen. When I listen to a man on the radio, I'll hear him from my heart. But I'm not sending no money to somebody unless God touched me in a great way. I give my money as God's money through the local church.
Yes, sir.
When these people call me, if all these people want me to give money, I don't say nothing to them now. I just hang the phone up. But I used to say, sir, I give my money to the church.
Yeah.
I give it through the church. That God's gospel might be funded.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. There's a danger in this day. There's a real danger in this day.
Right.
So the church just getting loose and not caring what's going on. It ought not be, brother. It ought not be. God help us to keep our eyes open and our hearts open to the voice of God, that we might have a fruitful ministry of the gospel. You know what that testimony tonight, I think, you know what that's saying? There's still fruitful ministry of the gospel. Because you know what? You had part of that in praying for that couple getting born again. How much more should that cause me tonight to want to see other people
saved?
See the hand of God move. Amen. Who do you believe in? Who are you going to believe in? Better believe in God. Better stick with Him. Amen. He's the truth. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the gospel.